Welcome to Conrad's Corner. Myrna Stone is a local poet, one of the Greenville poets. She has a poem in praise of cows. They are the furniture of the fields, implacable at the margins of fences, as lapidary as December's early dusk, beasts from whom breath escapes as spirit, angelic on the air, a sign, we say, of God at work in even the least of his creatures, and believe it as effortlessly as we believe in the goodness of the season and its largesse, the coming of morning and evening, the warmth of a holiday kitchen, the meat on the platter, the milk in the glass. Ungulates and ruminants, most ancient and humble, Artiodactyla, Bovidae, Bos, you whom we call ox or bull or steer, Longhorn or Shorthorn, Hereford, Holstein, Jersey and Guernsey, you who grant us power, profit, horn, and hides, your making and unmaking, who in death open like blossoms in our houses of carnage. Tonight, in fables and carols, art and rhyme, we praise your kind complicity, your tender hearts, your beneficent eyes. Myrna Stone, Panegyric for Cows. And would you like to hear Myrna Stone read in person, or some of the other local poets featured on Conrad's Corner? April is National Poetry Month. The Dayton Public Library has asked me to talk about the background of Conrad's Corner, and I have asked a number of local poets, including Myrna, Herb Martin, Julie Moore, David Garrison, Robert Brim, Kathy Essinger, Ed Davis, and others to join me. The date is Saturday, April 24, the time 2 to 3:30 p.m., the place, Dayton Public Library, the purpose, to celebrate National Poetry Month and all the good poets and poetry we have on Conrad's Corner on WYSO 91.3. And thanks for listening.